Greetings and welcome to another episode of Prisoners Lives Matter. I'm your host, Roz Ba, M. Love, and I would like to first start off by wishing happy birthday to the late, great Malik El Shabazz, otherwise known or better known as Malcolm X. I definitely honor the elder, the ancestor, for his contribution to our struggle. And I'm grateful to have had a man of his stature to look up to. And I appreciate his contribution to our collective struggle 50 years ago. 54 years ago. Wow, 54 years now he's been gone. And he was 39. He was 39 when he was murdered on February 21st, 1964. And I was at 65. Well, I might have been 65. But anyways, he'd have been, that was 52 years ago, so I'd have been 40 plus 52. He'd have been 91. Yeah, he'd have been 91. So I just want to take a moment and recognize Malcolm X and his contribution to our struggle. And thank him for standing firm as a strong, intelligent brother for the struggle. Brother of the struggle. Having said that, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of gatherings today in honor of Malcolm X and to further our struggle for freedom, justice, and equality here in America, not just the United States, but all the Americas, because this is not just isolated to Central North America. This is actually global, a global struggle that we're in for our lives, for the hearts and minds of humanity. So I wanted to take a moment and share my thoughts about that. The global oppression of the masses of people is our problem. It's our challenge. It's the reason why we're born, is to overcome this challenge, to work together, to figure out how to go about overcoming the challenges which we face. And the greatest challenge present is to overcome classism and white supremacy, which is where classism is born out of. White supremacy has devastated our planet. Ever since the Caucasian was brought amongst civilized people, they have been wreaking havoc. They have destroyed every civilization that they came in contact with. There are none left to talk about. Every people that they've gone amongst, they've infected with their sick ideologies. And we need to put a stop to it now. The divide and conquer that they've been using has ruined us all. And if we don't stop now, it'll be the end of us all. Divide and conquer is one of the oldest military tricks or military stratagems of the ancients. Sun Tzu spoke about it, but Hannibal mastered it. Shaka Zulu perfected it. And now, the present day rulers have exemplified it. Well, we definitely have an example of what not to be like if you want to maintain your humanity, because there's no way you can be an oppressor and maintain your humanity. It's impossible. Those who cooperate with their oppressors lose their humanity as well. But one thing about truth, truth is like a candle. It passes its light on once it touches the wick or the mind, so to speak. Once truth touches the mind of an individual, miraculous things happen. Once we discover who and what we are, well, a new day has arisen. We're able to see things that we weren't able to readily see before due to being lost in the darkness of ignorance. We've been kept in the dark way too long about who we are and our purpose. As man and woman and mankind, we are here for the experience of manifesting our best. I know a lot of people would like to continue the line of trajectory that the ancestors had promoted as far as creation. But I'm looking at things from a different vantage point. And I know that creation is something that we do together here, but manifesting is what the source has done, and it has manifested itself into all things. I know that might be a little deep, a little broad, but once you think about it and chew it over, you'll come to the realization that there is only one consciousness that is being reflected and vibrated in different degrees in all beings and all things. So we need to understand that we all have a connection to each other. No thing, no one is separated from it. Yes, the yin and the yang theory. It's all one. Now, dealing with the oppression of man against man and talking about prisoners today, because we are dealing with prison lives matter, because for too long, prison lives have not mattered. And I know people are thinking, well, all lives matter. Well, they do. And you're right. All lives do matter. But all lives haven't seemed to matter to certain individual groups and the powers that be. Life has been cheap. Life has been not worth much to certain people. So for them, this message is that prison lives matter. And we will show and prove how much our lives matter to us, if no one else. This is not a threat. This is not to be taken as some type of, I guess, threat to anyone. But this is a promise. As men, and as women, and as any individual who has been born with a will, we will be free. We are self-determining, and we will win, because prisoners' lives do matter, and because Black lives do matter. For far too long, the original man, woman, and people have been persecuted. Well, we understand that this has been a test to see how we respond and how we handle things. We accept the challenge. And now it's our duty to work together to make the best of the situation, to manifest our best as a people. And in order to do that, we're going to have to use our secret weapon, the Force, the greatest force known in the universe. Yes, that one. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Love. Love overcomes any and everything. Because the individual that loves, even though they may experience fear, may experience doubt, maybe even a little regret, love is a force that's strong enough to overcome all of the above. So, knowing that, first things first, love thyself. If you love yourself, you can love someone else. But until then, it's not love. It's not love. And to love yourself, you have to know yourself. So in order to know yourself, you got to explore. You got to ask yourself questions. And you got to answer your own questions. Honestly. And don't think that you don't know, because you do. Intuitively, we know everything we need to know. Now, I'm no philosopher or anything like that. I am a simple man who is expressing himself and reaching out to others in hope that we can exchange and meet on a common ground of agreement and make our world a better place for us all. Starting where I am and reaching out to where you are and connecting with each other and making things better for those around us, irrespective of their age, their sex, their color, or their creed. As long as their creed is not anti-human, not anti-man, not anti-woman, woman. So once we have the basics down and we can agree, then we can work together. Agreements must be made first. So I propose that we start by having town hall meetings. We can have conference call town hall meetings, and we can get to know each other via conference call and start connecting that way. If you all would like to leave a message, feel free, and I would definitely get back in touch with you at my earliest convenience. But I just want to do a quick 15-minute segment, and I'm at 13 minutes, 45 seconds now. I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for stopping through. Thank you for giving me a moment to share with you. And wishing Elder Malcolm X, the ancestor now, a happy birthday. Happy born day. May our ancestors be proud of us. And may we be proud of ourselves. That way our children will be proud of us and make us proud. Until next time, I am your host, Roz Ba, Am Love, and thank you for your time. Peace and blessings to you and your family. Be good to each other and take care. One love. Greetings. And welcome to another episode of Prisoners' Lives Matter. I'm your host, Roz Ba M. Love. And we're here today on May 19th, 2018. I just wanted to share with everyone my thoughts about the rallies of today at Lee County. Lee County on April 15th 2018 had an incident where 7 individuals died. There's reports that they died preventable deaths. Had they got medical attention, several of them may have been able to be saved. I'm not sure. I wasn't there, but from what I've gathered, it was that they allowed the individuals, the brothers who were injured, to bleed out. Instead of getting in there and getting them some help and saving their lives, they sat back for hours from 5 o'clock in the evening till 2 o'clock in the morning before they even entered the building to get the injured or to retake the building. They didn't even go in there for the injured. They went in to reassert their authority. So I want everybody to remember that we are all connected. This is the truth. And we're going to have to look at things with a larger view instead of in isolated pockets and see how all this is connected and how it affects us all. For too long, we have allowed ourselves to be blind to the events that go on, and we wonder why things are getting worse. But we know why things are getting worse, because we're not doing much to make them better. We have a few individuals who are working hard, but we need more of us to contribute. We need cooperation of the majority. So, if you are aware of what's going on, it is on you to make others aware of what's going on. That's why I'm taking this moment to do a podcast and to share with you all what's going on. Behind the Wall, we need to support all prisoners, because prisoners' lives do matter. And one day, majority of them are going to rejoin our communities. And, well, we would wish we did then. Thank you for your time. You have a great evening and a wonderful day tomorrow. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. One love.